Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I am. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
Everyone, once again, we've been having a power pack week, and it's been on fire. When I'm talking about spreading the fire, it's been spreading all the way in international areas as well. Our partners and our listeners that is listening to us in South Africa, God bless you. Over there in Norway, God bless you. United Kingdom, God bless you. And also know, our partners and listeners, they jumped back on from France. God bless you, France. Amen. Told you I would give you a shout out this evening over here in United States Eastern Standard Time. So we thank God for all of you all. And right here in the United States of America, we give God the glory for you all as well. We thank you for tuning in every night. And if you have, I know you've been blessed. At the end of the day, we are not going to stop the blessing what God has for you, my God, tonight. Tonight, you might as well get ready, my God. So I want you to do something for me. Go ahead, turn your TV off, get everybody around in the living room or wherever you at in your house, amen, for God to get ready to minister to you. I truly believe that there is a word with your name on it, amen. Listen, if you want to pick up on the CDs or different things, we will be having CDs for this whole week, amen. We want you to go ahead and you write this number down and contact and just let them know, say, hey, I want a CD for this whole week, amen. The number is 404-483-4803. I'm telling you, it's going to bless your soul, especially if you've been getting a word this week and the Lord began downloaded or imparted a word into your life. You might want to go back and just re-listen to the word that God was giving you. Listen, I'm ready to go. My spirit is stirred up. I know your spirit is. Amen. You just need to go ahead and give God a praise right there where you are, right there where you're at. I'm telling you, the fire is going to continue to spread. My God Almighty. So I'm going to get ready. Let's get ready to bring on our visionary of ICF, my God, ministry. We want to bring on the founder and also, my God, the man of God that Lord done spoke to for this week to be blessing the peoples of God in this time. And none other, Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, my son. God bless you, my sisters and brothers and my daughters all across the country. We thank God for this week. We thank God for being obedient. We thank God for everyone that is listening, that is tuned in thus far. We are continuing to spread the fire of the Holy Ghost, continuing to spread the word of the Lord all across this great world. The Monday night, the last, shall be first. Tuesday night, it's time to shake it off, shift for repositioning. On Wednesday night, a season of shifting, and Thursday night, there is a response in the fire. And last night, we are know that now we are overcomers. And tonight, I thank God for another round. I thank God for another round to pass the flame on, that the fire may continue to burn. And my sisters and brothers, I don't want, this is the sixth day of the schedule spreading the fire, but don't let the fire stop burning in your life. Remember, no matter Amen. What you're going through, you take it to the yes. Lord in prayer, and you connect with him in your salvation time, in your prayer time. Get a prayer life and connect with him on a personal basis, and he will continue to allow the whatever is connected to you or holding you bondage, that the fire of the yes. Holy Ghost will burn everything off of your life. Don't just stop seeking him when we close tonight. Don't stop praying to him when we close yes. tonight. Let this be an igniting. Let this be an illuminating fire. Let this be a piece of kindling wood that is stuck on you that will not go out. And Jeremiah say, it's like fire shut up in my bones.
Yes.
So I want to thank God right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to begin this. We're going to begin, and I want to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, and speak to my spiritual son and let him pray for us from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Pastor Blueford.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for life, health, and strength. And in these times, dear Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise for all that you have done, all that you are doing, all that you will do. Father, you're the God of I am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord God, you are here right now, and you'll be here till the ends of this world. We give you praise, Lord God. We humble ourselves before beneath you, dear God. We thank you, dear Lord, for all that you are doing in our life. Everything that is happening in this season, Heavenly Father, has been organized, orchestrated by you. And, Lord, we receive what you are doing in our life during this time. I hear you saying, dear God, write it down because you're going to give us a vision and you will make it plain. But you said to write it down so that when those that read it, they may run, dear Lord. And I just pray that you put running in our feet, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you stir us up, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's ministry inside of each one of us. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus that spirit of timidness and that spirit, dear God, that keeps us in our closets, dear God, and afraid to speak up, Lord God, that I rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that your family of saints, dear God, will have the boldness to go out and to do what you have called and commissioned each one of us to do. Lord, you said greater he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we believe that, dear God, and we want to walk by faith and not by sight. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we see breakthroughs, Heavenly Father, that we see healing all over the nation, all over the world, dear Lord, that we see, Heavenly Father, that miracles, Heavenly Father, you said in your word, that greater works than these we shall do. What works are those, dear God? Jesus was giving sight to the blind. He was being able to do a raise people from the dead and heal all manners of sicknesses. And dear Lord, there's no limitations. And dear God, we pray that you will give us a mindset to have the discipline to do what you have commissioned us to do. For Lord God, you said that some of these things only come out by fasting and praying. Give us a discipline, oh Lord. Dear God, to be disciplined in our diet, disciplined when we hear your voice, and to be able to push away the plate, dear God, so that we can hear from you, dear God, and we can do the things that you have commissioned us to do. You, Lord God, said you need a people of obedience right now. And Lord God, we submit to you. You said if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will hear their land. Lord God, we are humbling ourselves right now in the name of Jesus. And we know, dear God, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We know that you have a plan in this. We know that your plan is in this COVID-19, in this coronavirus, dear God. We know that there is an end game, and you said that it's for the saints of God, because you said that you will reverse the order. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus, dear God. Somebody has been waiting and procrastinating, dear God, but Lord God, and some people have been discouraged, but I hear you, dear God, changing the lineup. They're next in line for their blessing. They're next in line to be used by you. What seems far-fetched in their mind, dear God, you're going to bring it to fruition, dear Lord, and I thank you for it, dear God, that there's going to be a spiritual renewing in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our families, in our ministries, in our churches. Lord God, thank you for the restoration that's taking place. Lord God, every time in the Word of God when I read it, I see, dear God, that you said rest is essential, just like you spoke to the prophet Elijah, dear God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we'll use this time wisely, dear God, so we can study to show ourselves approved. Lord God, so we can rightly divide the word of truth. Not only that, dear God, I pray, dear God, that we can walk worthy of the vocation in which we are called. And you said you called us out of the darkness and into your marvelous light. And I believe it, dear God. And you said the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And we thank you for that, dear Lord. We know that nothing is happening by chance or coincidence, but everything is by divine order, by your intervening, by your Holy Spirit, dear God, and we thank you for it. And dear Lord, somebody in the name of Jesus is here today listening right now all over this world, dear God, and they need a healing that will take place. And I pray, dear God, that there's nothing that will stop it, just like your word says in Isaiah, that it will go forth and not return void, but it will accomplish that which it was sent out to do. And we speak healing in the name of Jesus.
We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against your children of God shall prosper. I thank you right now, Father God, for the gift of healing. And we, Lord God, thank you, dear Lord, because we don't have to do what other people that don't believe have to do, dear Lord. We can speak a word over our lives, and that situation will change. We thank you for the power that you have blessed us with, dear God. And we do not deny the power of Jesus Christ. We know that he hung, bled, and died, and rose again on that third day, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we believe that as he has power, we have power. That, dear God, that he overcame that we might overcome. We know that this is just for a season, dear Lord. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, for when this is all over with. You said, don't wait till the battle was over. Shout now. And we have that victory right now, dear God. We are shouting right now because of all the things that you've already done. Lord God, we may not see it with our physical eyes, but Lord, we see it with our spiritual eyes. And dear God, we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, dear God. And we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah because hallelujah. We know that we have the victory right now. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying the covering over all of our pastors, all of our bishops, all of our apostles, all of our elders, all of our mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews. Dear Lord, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we pray that you will cover them with the blood of Jesus. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will bless them and the angels you have assigned to them, that you will protect them by day and by night, that no harm would go to them. Just like you said in Psalm 91, 1,000 will fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand, but nothing will draw nigh them. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you because you have given us the encouragement and the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to operate in these times. We thank you because you made us the light of this world, the salt of the earth, and Lord, these are the times, dear Lord, we pray that you will stir us up, that we might do what you have commissioned and called us to do. And Lord, wherever there's a lack of resources, I'm praying, dear Lord, dear God, for every vision that you give the provision. For every vision, you give the provision. Because, Lord God, we need you, Lord, and we know we can't operate without you. And we thank you right now. We're praying that you will bless all these ministries here that are represented, that are comprised, Lord God. You said when two or three are touching and agreeing, there I'll be in the midst. Lord, we're doing it, dear Lord, with modern technology, but we thank you for it, dear God. What the enemy is using it for evil, we're using it for good. And we pray for healing and deliverances that will take place. Lord, we believe in you. Lord, we may not understand everything that's going on, but Lord, we trust you. We trust you, Lord. We love you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our soul. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of these blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, we pray that when we go back out, we're not going back out the same as when we engaged prior to this event. But Lord, more power, more authority, more anointing, more grace, more mercy, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray this prayer. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Right there, right there, right there. Oh, clap your hand, all ye people. Shout unto the God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord of the Most High. Oh, clap your hand right there, all ye people. For the voice of triumph, you are victorious. You are next in line for a miracle. You are one step away from your breakthrough. So you ought to begin right there in the name of Jesus to begin to clap your hand in advance. I feel the Lord saying, give him an advance praise right now. And
hallelujah.
Let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to go before you. And the word say he's already gone and made the crooked places straight. Right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank God for the miracle. We thank God for the blessing. And now, my sister in Christ, found the CEO of Live Life International Churches and churches abroad. none other than Apostle Tracy Well. God bless you, my sister. Go ahead and let the Lord use you. My God.
God bless you. What a privilege and honor it is to speak to the nations.
Yes.
We count it a privilege and an honor to always be the mouthpiece of our Lord and our Savior. We don't take it for granted when he's allowed us the privilege. As we go to the word the Lord has put upon my heart as we looked at the title of this revival, Fire. We understand that fire is representative of the Holy Ghost. The Bible reminds us that ye shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you shall be, we shall be witnesses. So which means when we have the fire, the power of the Holy Ghost, there ought to be a manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit that will bear witness that the Holy Spirit is in agreement with what we say, what we do, and there ought to be something that shows forth the glory of God. So having said that, in order for there to be a fire, then there has to have been something that has been spoken or said that will present a fire, something that is conducive for the fire to show up. Well, we understand that is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So we understand everything that we have need of, God has already given us to sustain us and maintain us until he comes back for us. But we understand also there's still two trees in the garden. The war against good and evil, the war that's friction to our spirit that causes us distraction. Even in this time and season we're in now, that we are in a pandemonium of pandemic. But we, the people of God, think it not strange because he told us in the word of God that he said, I would not that ye be ignorant of Satan's devices.
Yes.
But what has happened is during this time, God wants to remind the church and reprimand the world. So he wants to remind his people because we have lost our way. We've forgotten our true love. We must return, as it says in Revelations. He says, I know thy works. Revelations 4:15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. He's admonishing the church, the angel of the church of Laodicea. These things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, but you're neither cold nor hot, because we understand that the works or the things that we do are without repentance. I mean, you can have the gifts, but they can be without repentance. We can be doing the work, but there's no power, there's no fire. That's why God is calling us to be revived again. He wants the church to be reminded that I am God. That we're to be a witness, not counting the dead, but we are to be revived to speak of who lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. So during this pandemic, this time of corona, it doesn't matter what the name is. He said, I've already overcome the world. Be of good cheer. So when we understand who God is, he's calling for us to return. In order for there to be a return, that means something has been forgotten. So God wants us to remember. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. He said, unless you come as a little child, you can't enter into the kingdom. So he wants us to humble ourselves as his little, like a child, and remember who brought us out of darkness, out of Egypt, bondage, which was the world, and into the marvelous light. So the light is a revelation. The revelation is to reset us. So that's why we have to go to Isaiah, and it says to shut the door. Go behind the door until the wrath of God has been quenched. So that we, the church, because he said, unless I shorten the day, the very elect will be lost. That is us. He said, we've not seen anything yet. He admonished to tell the people, if you cannot withstand corona, how are you going to withstand that which is to come? It's not going to get any better. But this is just to remind the church that I am the true and living God. Put away your trinkets and your toys and return. Remember me, God. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I did not give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So in order for there to be a return, to remember, because he sent back the Holy Ghost, which is a fire, to bring all things back to our remembrance, there's got to be a reset. Reset means there needs to be a recalibration. Means there needs to be some things that are done differently. We become complacent, lackadaisical. We become like the world. Somebody's trying to draw the millennials that we forgot there's nothing new under the sun. The millennials are not something new to God. He said, I've changed up. The same thing it took over 2,000 years ago is still the answer today. I am that I am, the true and living God, the beginning and the end. I change not, said the Lord. So there has to be a reset. To be reset, there needs to be a reminder that it's God and God alone. He's calling us to stir up the gift that was once given. There needs to be a revival. Revival why? Because we are to be revivalists. In order to be a revivalist, you've got to be revived. So he wants to resuscitate the church. The only thing that's going to resuscitate the church is the pneuma, the breath of God, which is the Holy Ghost power. So that we will not operate as lukewarm. We will not operate in between, betwixt in between two opinions. But we'll be able to endure hardship as good soldiers. We won't be counting the dead because we know he lives. It is not no coincidence that this pandemic was going on during the season of the resurrection. Because in order for there to be a resurrection, there has to be a death. So go ahead and die. Christ died that we might have life. God is calling us to go behind the door so he can resuscitate us and revive us that we might live, that we might live to proclaim the good news gospel. There is still good news. Jesus lives. Why is the living amongst the dead? Why are you counting how many has died? Does that really matter at the end of the day? Because he lives. The power, life, and death is in our tongues. But if my people, which are called by my name, will become revivalists, revived, resuscitated by the new one, the wind, the breath of God, as he did from the beginning, he said, I breathed in them, they became a living soul. Without the breath of God reviving and resuscitating us, mouth to mouth, meaning get behind the door, close off the world, shut in.
Yeah.
If I call a quarantine, it's for my people to be reminded that I am God and God alone, that you might reprimand the world. We're to judge the world, but we've become so much like the world. There must be a difference between us and them. There must be a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. Come out from among them. But we become so complacent. We become like them, wanting to be like them rather than wanting them, instead of them wanting to be like us. There ought to be a difference, make a difference. But the Holy Ghost, the power, the fire, the pneuma, the breath, the wind of God will put a difference, make a difference, and make up the difference. But we've been trying to make up the difference on our own through offerings, through cars and trappings and tricks and trinkets, that we become lukewarm. We watered down the word rather than standing fast. Hallelujah. Because we're trying to draw the millennial, draw the Generation X, draw the elderly. By doing, no, he said the same thing, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. In the beginning was the word, said I change not. But we must be a revivalist. And the revivalist must speak life. That they might return, cause the people to return, but we, the church, must first return.
Yeah.
Return to our first love, that we might rejoice again. And again, I say rejoice. That there might be restoration. He told David, you shall recover all. To remind us, we will recover all.
Yeah.
Everything that the canker worm and the palmer worms, there's nothing going to be missing, nothing broken. But I've come that you might have life to resuscitate you during this time. Everything is opposite. If it looks like a cursed time, it's a blessed time for the people of God who remember who they are and whose they are. But the church has forgotten their identity. They've forgotten whose people we are. They've forgotten that he brought us out of Egypt, not to return to Egypt because it looks hard, because we don't understand what God is doing. When we don't understand what God is doing, we stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has made us free. Free from being encumbered with the cares and the concerns of this world. Free to walk by faith and not by sight. Not preaching beggarly again, as it talks about in Galatians, but boldly confessing God. Whether we understand or agree or not, for God I live and for God I die. The power of life is in our tongue. As revivalists, we're to revive. We're to resuscitate. We can't speak about the dead. We can't count the dead. We can't talk about corona more than we talk about God. He hung, bled, and died that we might have life. That our story becomes his story. Because he lived. I can face anything that the world may bring. Because he wants to remind us who he is. So we can be reminded of who we are. He that has an ear, let him hear. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. Come in to us to revive us, to resuscitate, to recalibrate. That he might revive us so we can become revivalists. And when you're a revivalist, you rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice no matter what, because he said in all things give thanks. In the good times, but question, is there really a bad time for a believer? No. Because he said to count it all joy. Count it all joy. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I still count it all joy. Because he lives. Because he got up. He was the mold. We're so busy trying to get followers, likes, smiles. Trying to call in people to follow us. But where the question is not how many's following you. Where are you leading them? Are you leading them to you or are you leading them to God? Be not deceived. I am God. And my name is Jealous. Come out from among them and be separated. For I, the true and living God, he called you out of darkness, not to return unto Egypt, making bricks in the heat, toiling and spinning. Why, when I've called you out of that you might be free to go in and come out. Sheep sent out to slaughter, but nothing missing and nothing broken. But when you become like them, you get what they get. Because you've chosen to serve their gods. You've chosen to bow down. You've chosen to be one of them rather than say, doing what I ask you, hating what I hate. I love them, but I hate sin. You do not have to bow. We do not become lukewarm. We don't have to become lackadaisical and complacent. We can preach the gospel in season and out of season. That we might revive and resuscitate a dying world. Not become the living, acting like we're alive but dead. Having church but dead. No power, no fire, no manifestation of the glory of God. These signs shall follow them that believe. No laying on the hands of sick and they recover. No miracle, because they seek such. Not us but them, the world. But when we look warm, we have no power. Sound and brass and tinkling cymbal. But God wants to remind the church of their identity and reprimand the world. But the world is going to do what the world does because the world belongs to Satan. But if my people, my people, where are my people at? Get behind the door. Shut the world off. I'm trying to tell you I'm God. I'll shut everything down.
Yes, God.
That come on to remind the people that there's no other name greater than the name of God. El Shaddai. There's no other name greater than the I am that I am. There's no other name, Mamon Shaka. The rich, the poor, the great, the small. the old, the young, the black, the white, the purple, the green, all must come and bow down. Every knee shall bow. But we, the people of God, we should already be bowed down, worshiping, saying, holy, 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 hallowed and holy is your name, Most High. But we talking like them, thinking like them. The churches are dark, like a nightclub. Now they're truly dark. You can't even go in the church. Woo! You wanted them dark, like a nightclub, because you wanted the young to feel at home. No, my son, now they are dark. But they're dark because I, Jehovah God, want to show you, to remind you that I am He. Return to me, and you shall live and not die, that you might rejoice again. Speak life. Speak with power. 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, after you suffer a while, yes, we're going to go through this for a while. But after you've gone through this for a while, I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to establish you, and I'm going to settle you. In other words, I'm going to return you to your first love. I'm going to recalibrate some things. But you got to get rid of some things that you might be revived, that you can become a revivalist, that everywhere you go, even in your shadow, someone's revived. Even without you opening your mouth, somebody can come running and say, what must I do to be saved? Because there will be the God in you and not the you in you. And you won't be leading them to yourself, but you'll be, Abba, follow me as I follow Christ to do the will and the works of our Father.
Yeah.
He said, have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church.
Yes.
After that, I looked, and behold, and the door opened. And in heaven, the first voice which I heard, the trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Come up hither, church. And I will show you these things.
Yes. My God, my God. 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 God, my God. Reset. Resuscitation. My God, my God. Reset. Resuscitation. Reset. For resuscitation. All right. Spread the fire. Fire the Holy Ghost. Yes. Yes. Reset. Resuscitation. Rababu Sunday King. Rababa Sunday Day 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 Sunday. Reset. For resuscitation. Reset. For resuscitation. Thanks to God. I hear the Lord saying reset. For resuscitation. And after this. And after this, and after this, after this, he said, go down to the potter's house. When you go down to the potter's house, there you will see the potter working the rock on the wheel. What is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? He's resetting the vessel. God say, I'm resetting the vessel. I'm resuscitating. I am reforming us. And how? And what is the new vessel going to be filled with? The Holy Ghost. What is the new vessel going to be filled with? It's going to be filled with love. What is the new vessel going to be filled with? It's going to be filled with peace. What is the new vessel going to be filled with? It's going to be filled with joy. What is the new vessel going to be filled with? Is it going to be filled with kindness? What is the new vessel going to be filled with? It's going to be apostle on your back.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Father, we thank you for the word. The enemy cannot shut my mouth. I'm going to cry loud and spare not. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God has wanted us to return, saints, to the Most High God. He's calling us back to our place, our position, to restore us, to revive us, so we might go and tell a dying world the good news gospel. There is good news, saints. There is good news, and Jesus Christ is the good news gospel. Amidst all of the news that's going on around us, Jesus lives. And because he lives, we can be revived. We can be resuscitated. We can be returned to everything that God is for us. We can reset. He's allowed us to be reset, to be recalibrated, and to rejoice. To rejoice in the God of our salvation. That after we've suffered a while, there's a hope. Hope thou in the Lord. I come quickly. Rejoice. So that I might establish you and strengthen you in this hour.
Yes.
So, Father, we thank you that with the reprimand, because you chastise who you love. And so we take it, Lord, as a bride behind the door. We're not Amon. We don't have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and soundness of mind. So we thank you right now with this time, this hour of coming together as believers, that we might be restored and strengthened and established, that we shall not be moved, but we shall be like a tree planted, Abba, Haya, by the rivers of water, decreeing and declaring the good news gospel that Jesus lives. He got up. But, Lord, whatever is in us that needs to die, that we might rise higher to higher heights and deeper depths, let it be done. Let us examine ourselves in this hour of quarantine, not looking to anyone else. If they need to change, we need to change. Let it begin in me, Lord. Abba, you know, shot. So, Father, we come boldly to your throne with grace today. He said, search me, Lord. Search my heart, my intent, my method. My methodology, my methodology. Help me to be the bride behind the door, looking unto Jesus, often the finisher of my faith. That I will remember my identity. That I know that I'm blood bought. I'm blood washed. And I'm blood covered. And everything that we have need of, you already provided. Ah, thank you. And that we're more than conquerors. It doesn't matter what comes and goes. Because you've given us our daily bread. We will not go hungry. I've been young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor seed begging bread. We will not beg bread, naturally or spiritually. Because he said, I'll be with you. Just open up your heart to receive everything that I have for you, the good news, even the chastisement, that you might be revived and resuscitated, that you might speak life, give life, bring life, and be life. In Jesus' name, let it be so. And so it is. Amen. And amen. Our
amen.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Apostle Spencer?
Amen, Bishop. Amen, Bishop. You know, what an awesome word. And this is a word really, you know, for each individual to examine yourself. We don't have to look at your neighbor. You don't have to look to the left of you, your friends, your family, or coworkers, or what somebody else doing, even what is going on in the world with the coronavirus. This is a word to where you take self-evaluation. And once you take the self-evaluation, as the woman of God begin to stress to you that God says, I give you power. I want to let you know something, that God is not talking about your ability. He's not talking about your will. He's talking about the power of himself that he's supposed to be dwelling inside of you. So if you don't have him inside of you, or if you haven't received the Holy Ghost inside of you, I want you to receive the Holy Ghost. You need to allow God to dwell in there within you for the power of God, my God, to get ready to come out of you. I'm telling you, Abba, the Father, he is ready with his arms out. He is ready to receive you. Are you ready to receive him? The problem is, it's not God. It's not answering us. It's not God. It's not moving from us. The problem is, are we in position for God to answer us? Are we in position for God to receive us? I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that you're going to begin to get in position. After we come out of this quarantine, or however we want to call it, I declare and decree that you are not going to play with the Holy Ghost. You're not going to play with your life. You are not going to play the blame game. You are not going to put all the accountability on other folks, but you'll take accountability and also responsibility according to your walk with God, according to your action with God. God gave you amount and the amount that he gave you, it has power long as he dwells in there. It's not by your might or your ability that what God is doing in your life. It's about the God that dwells inside of you. Back to you, Bishop.
Yes, hallelujah. After this, your action will make the difference in your life. Your reception of the word of God will make the difference in your life. He put us back on the potter's wheel to reform us, to reshape us, and it'll be your life put back in the hands of the master that's going to make a change in our life. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the fire of the Holy Ghost that's burning all around. Apostle Tracy, do you have anything else you would like to share before we open up the phone line?
Just look to God and live. Look to Jesus and live. Ye shall live and not die. Ye shall live and not die. To proclaim the good news, Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle.
He's so loving.
He's slow to anger and quick to extend mercy. And his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Just ask, seek ye, how about first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all these things will be added. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Bob.
Pastor Blueford, do you have anything before we open up the prayer line?
Oh, no, I just thank God for being a part of this fellowship, and we just want to ask that God continue to bless this ministry, and his word will continue to go forth, and he continue to show that he is God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Apostle Spencer, go ahead.
Yes, God bless you. Families and friends, this is the part to where you don't want to miss out. Tonight is the last night of spreading a fire. If you have not, my God, tapped that one, I want you to go ahead and tap that one. God's been blessing. People have been healed. People have been delivered. People have been set free. My God, God is speaking to you. I want you to go ahead and press that one. Once you press that one, you're going to hear a beat that's going to come in on your line. We're going to call out the last four digits of your phone number. And when we call out the last four digits of your phone number, you will be on the air. You don't have to have your phone on mute. So if you have your phone on mute, just go and take this minute right now, check it, and take it off of mute if it is on mute. Amen. But I truly believe that God is speaking to many of you, and many of you, amen. My God, God will want to help you to tap in. Let us be the one to help you to put jumper cables on your life and just help you to get a restart as the woman of God was given the word. My God, and now we finna go to the phone lines. God bless you, caller. You on the air, 7878. God bless you.
God bless you, caller.
You on the air. Amen. We'll go to the next caller. We'll check back with that caller. Next caller, God bless you. You on the air, 6589. God bless you.
God bless everyone tonight. How's everyone doing? I want a prayer for, I'm about to change business, the line of field of business that I'm in. And I asked, could you guys pray and ask God to cover me and keep me in the right path and show me which direction of these two career choices that I'm about to make?
My God. Apostle Spencer?
Amen. First thing, I just want to help you with, just make sure you sit down and you reconstruct everything and you consult everything with God. Make sure you lay down your strategies and your plans and different things before you make a calculated decision. And the decision you make, amen, you're going to have to be the one to make sure that you are settled with that decision. So I pray in the name of Jesus that your footsteps are ordered by God. The footsteps or the direction that you need, that you're going to find your trust within God, and you're going to find your trust in within God that is showing you what God is showing you, the different directions. So I pray in the name of Jesus that your footsteps going to be continued to order by God. God bless you. Bless you, Bishop.
Bless you. Just cover and count the cost. And if it is God's will, it shall be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Rebecca 2 says, write the vision, make it plain, that he that read it shall run with it. So write the vision, daughter. Write it down, make it plain. So anyone who reads it will understand your vision. So you have a clarity, ask God to give you clarity of thought and mind, that he give you clear vision, that you can write it down so anyone you present your proposal, present the business plan to, will understand it and run with it. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive it, Lord, in your name, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. I receive it, Lord, in your name, Lord.
Your time and your season, you've gone through. But then you're coming out. It's your turn. Turn around. How do you work at the back of the line? Now just turn around. Now you're at the front of the line. Hallelujah. For the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. In the name of Jesus, let it be so. Haba. Himoshata. My name. Jesus.
And it is so, and so it is. Bless your daughter, bless your daughter, bless your daughter, bless your daughter. Apostle?
Amen. Amen. We'll go to the next phone call. Caller, you're on the air, 0186. God bless you.
God bless you. I need a prayer for me and my daughter for apartment finances and, of course, to get closer to God. I've been for about 7 years now, off and on. I keep having a problem with holding an apartment, which is nothing that I'm doing, but it constantly keeps being taken from me. And everywhere that I go, if someone opens their door to let me in, they constantly mistreat me, steal, and lie, and just a lot of abuse. I also need help with getting a better job and better health insurance, and because my finances are always constantly attacked, and I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Free yourself tonight.
And I just need help. I started a business about 2 years ago, but it doesn't seem to be picking up. So I just need a prayer for that to prosper. And then I just have, you know, a prayer for my entire family and everyone on this line. But there's one other thing that I'm just a little confused about. And I know I may sound crazy for what I'm getting ready to say, but about the past 7 years, it's like I feel this heavy presence around me, and I can't figure out what it is. Yeah. It's like everywhere I go, I feel it. It's always around me, and I don't know what it is. So I just need an overall prayer, I guess, just for me and my daughter and my family.
Apostle Tracy,
say this prayer with me, daughter. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I receive you right now as my Lord and my Savior. I present myself
as a living sacrifice,
holy,
and acceptable,
unto God.
My life is no longer
my own.
I give all my cares.
And my concerns. And I lay them at the feet of Jesus. Never to be picked up again.
I'm free. I'm free.
Hallelujah. I'm free. Come on. I'm free.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm free.
Praise you.
I'm free.
I'm free. I'm free.
I'm free in Christ Jesus.
I'm free in Christ Jesus.
Whom the Son sets free.
I am free.
Whom the Son sets free. Come on. Whom the Son sets free.
Who the Son sets free.
It's free indeed.
It's free indeed.
I'm indeed free right now. Come on, shake it off.
I'm
shake it off.
Free right
Come
now.
Come on, shake it off. I'm free. I'm free.
I'm indeed. I am free.
You
want to
know? The devil is a liar. So the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar. The devil is
I'm
a liar.
I'm free in Christ Jesus. I'm free.
I'm free in Christ Jesus.
I'm
free
saved.
In Christ Jesus.
I'm rescued.
Saved.
I'm rescued.
I'm rescued. I'm rescued.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe.
I'm safe. I'm safe.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Emma Moon. Tell the Lord thank you. Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you.
Come on, pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I'm no longer bound. Say it. I'm no longer bound.
I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer bound. I'm free.
Stop.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Now you walk by faith and not by sight. Read the word. Study the word. Hide yourself in the word. Praise God. When you feel that heaviness, begin to rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. Resist him and have a scripture. Yea, though I walk, whatever scripture works for you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Begin to counteract that feeling of darkness and heaviness with the word, all right? Because you're free.
Amen.
You're saved and you're safe and you're free because you have a Savior and he's your Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Thank
Find
a you. Church Amen. Home. Pay your tithes. Find a church home. Pay your tithes. And watch
I do. I have a church.
Huh?
Yes.
I
yes,
do have a does. Church.
All right.
Okay.
Then watch God. Then make sure you're a faithful tithe payer and a giver. And watch God turn everything around.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you too.
Daughter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Apostle?
Amen.
Yes. 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 God bless you. Woman of God, you still there? Okay. She don't went out. Okay. We'll go to the next caller. God bless you. Caller, you on the air. 7157.
God bless.
God bless you, caller. You on the air. 7157.
God bless you.
Yes.
Hello. I just want prayer for the
yes, you're on the air.
For the Holy I want prayer for the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues and a more speaking in my belly for God. I just want more of God. I have a hunger for God. And I want God so bad in my life. So I just want to be close to God and walk with him to hear the voice when he talks to me. I want him to come and communicate with me. I just want more of God in this season in my life. I want to be so close to him and engulf everything that is not of him. And let his will be his will in my life. That's my prayer.
Apostle Spencer?
Do you have a church home daughter? You have a church
I
home
have
home
one,
pastor?
But I have not been. I have one, but I have not been there in a while because I wasn't getting what I needed from God. So I just stayed home and just prayed and fellowship at home because I know what God called me to be, and I wasn't getting. I feel like you know I was, and I was finna get ready and go and visit another church, but when everything happened with the corona, everything got shut down. So I wasn't able to visit
Amen.
The church someone told me because of, you know, what happened with COVID-19.
Hmm. Amen. I want you to pray and ask God first to lead you to a church home. Now, the church home
yes.
will lead you. They're not going to give you what they're not there to give you what you want. It's there to give you what you need. Because
yes.
the individual, they ask for more of God. And when you ask for more of God, that just simply means I need to deepen my knowledge of God. I need to deepen
yes.
more understanding before I can have more of God because I mapped out what I know.
so now that's
yes.
where the faithful or whoever God assigned you or you connected with begin to pour in you. It's very important
yes.
for them. So I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost begin to lead and guide you to a place to where you are getting what you need. God is pouring into you what you need in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you even now as our daughter of Zion begin to cry out before you. I thank you even
thank
now,
Jesus.
God, in the midst of her living room,
God,
that you are
Jesus.
Going to overflow and pour out on her right
yes,
now.
Jesus.
God,
in
I thank you
Jesus.
Right now, God, even,
yes,
even
God,
now you're
Jesus.
Taking me into her life. As you take me into
Father,
her life,
Jesus.
God, I begin to rebuke the hurtness that is stopping her to connect with different things. Father, I speak
Jesus.
Healing to her spirit. I speak healing to her mind. I speak healing
yes,
to her
God.
Now in the name
yes,
of
Jesus.
Jesus. God, I thank
yes, God.
You that you're going to reveal to her and you're going to show her
Jesus.
That you are real. Father, I must thank
yes,
you
God.
Even now, God. You telling me to remind her that my
yes,
God
Jesus.
Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
I want to remind
yes,
you that God,
God
says, I already been your, I've been your comforter. When in your late
yes,
night
Jesus.
Hours, daughter, I see you walking the floor that saying, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to
yes,
do.
God.
But God say, tell you, I have heard your prayers. And daughter of
yes,
Zion,
Jesus.
Be guided by me. I declare and decree, my God, that your footsteps will be ordered by God, and you're going to come up
yes,
on the leader, and you're going to begin to get fed and get what you need. That new business.
Yes, God. Yes,
amen. Amen.
God.
And God is going to order your steps, Lord. He's going
yes.
to order your steps. And humble yourself. Humble
yes.
yourself before God. Therefore, you'll be
yes.
able to humble yourself before man. And
yes.
he will lead you to the place that you need to be. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Go in peace. Apostle Spencer, next caller.
God bless you, caller. You're on the air 077 cents. God bless you. God bless you, caller. 0776. God bless you. You're on the air. Amen. Amen. God bless you. If your phone is on mute, we don't want to pass you up. You can take your phone, check and see if your phone is on mute. Last four digit is 0776. God bless you. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Go
to amen.
The next
caller.
Yes.
Amen. We go to the next caller. 5350. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. If your phone on mute, caller, you can take your phone off of mute, and you'll be in the air. God bless you again. 5350. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. Amen. Amen. People
amen.
Of God,
amen.
I just want to remind you, if your phone is on mute, you might want to check your phones. Go in and check your phones and make sure you got them off of mute. You might think you have them off, and they probably not off. Amen. So I'm going to go back to this caller again. God bless you, caller. 5350. You're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
God bless
yes.
you, sir. Yes.
This is Brother Ron from ADM Ministry. Deacon Ron.
Amen.
I apologize. I'm hearing everything. I need a prayer of warrior prayer. Back when I was young and dumb, back in the days, when it was time to go to war, we already knew what it was. But once you start walking with God, it's a different type of war that's going on. It's spiritual, mental, solely. It's not no pistol war. It's a word of war with words. And what's going on right now is a war of words. We sit back every 30 minutes, like my pastor say, we sit back and we listen to what's going through, and we try to read in between the lines. And right about now, I'm kind of weak because I have the warrior soul, but I'm kind of weak because what's going on. Every day is something different. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do this. And I walk with the path of God, and I know what's righteously right. And I know what's not righteously right. And no tears of prayer, a warrior's prayer. A warrior's
Amen.
Prayer. And that's what I'm looking for.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Will you pray for him, please?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brother, your son, Lord Jesus, that you would give him clarity of thought and mind. Open up your word, Lord, to give him wisdom. Let him seek first the kingdom, Lord. Let him bow down. Baptize him again with the Holy Ghost. Refill him. Give him vision, vision of you, Lord. Revisit him in the quiet times of the night, that he will be a warrior and not a worrier. That I come against that spirit of fear, my Satan. Even that fear that came upon him as a young boy, we cast that out right now. We renounce and denounce Satan in the name of Jesus. The blood still works and still covers. Lord, let him confess you every time he hears anything that's alternative to your will and word. Speak to him, Lord, faith and not fear. We command by the power of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he walk by faith and not by sight, casting all of his care upon you and announcing to you, Lord, that in my weakness, I can be weak. I can't cry. And you do hear and understand my tears because Jesus wept. So there's nothing wrong with weeping. He said, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. So I speak to my brother, good morning, sir. Hiya, Sata. Good morning. How about your light arise and shine, for the light of God has come upon you, that you may walk by faith and not by sight, casting all of your care upon him. You already are a warrior. You already are more than a conqueror. Just confess it with your mouth, believe it with your heart. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Lord, let you be the center of his joy, that he might rejoice and again, that he might sing unto his God a new song. Woo! That he'll rejoice in the God of his salvation, making melody, not pronouncing the cares and the concerns of this world, but speaking the good news gospel that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let it be so, son. It's already done. The word is what gives you that warrior spirit. Pray without ceasing. Understand the word. Eat the word. Tie the word around your neck. Get in the word, and God will give you clarity of thought and mind. Meditate on that word. Praise and worship God. Sound your voice like a trumpet. And his word cannot return void. Send it out. Abba. Say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. And let it be so. And watch God turn everything around. The questions that you have, even if you don't understand, you'll still have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Because we're not going to understand everything. But you'll have a resolve and you have a peace that will sustain you until he gives you the mystery of his gospel, the full mystery. And really, we won't understand that until he comes back. Amen. Amen,
amen,
sir.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you is my prayer for you.
God bless you. God bless you. Apostle Spencer, God bless you, son. Walk in faith.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're going to go to next caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air, 5479. Last four digits of your number. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Kiera, and I'm calling on behalf of the Throne Room Ministries of Liberation. Just wanted to ask you all to just touch and agree with me in prayer. I have enjoyed myself through this revival, and I just felt a tugging in my spirit just to ask you all to touch and agree with me in prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come together tonight in unity, we touch an agreement with the daughter that there may be manifestation in her life, that there may be strength in her life, there may be peace in her life, there may be joy and salvation in her life. God, we ask now, where we covered in the Holy Ghost, that we recover her ministry, where she's currently residing, where she's leading, where she's abiding, where she's been obedient. Lord, touch her right now in the name of Jesus and comfort her in peace. Give her whatever provision she needs for the vision right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, she says that I feel it in the Holy Ghost that there may be a need or a lack. God, provide. You are a need provider. Provide it right now in the name of Jesus. Make a way for her out of no way. Let her know that you hear her prayers, you hear her cries, you feel her heart, and you know her thoughts before she thinks them. Now, Lord, give her a deeper relationship with you. Give her a deeper, deeper trust in you. Show her a sign and a wonder that you have her in the palm of your hand right now in the name of Jesus, and she will give you the shout of victory. She will give you the shout of praise. She will not steal your joy. She will let the world know that you are the Lord that say you are, because you have shown her that you are who you say you are in her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Apostle, is either apostle, do you have anything for her?
God said he's going to heal the hurting places, woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to heal every hurting place. Let there be a return, a reset, a revival, that you will rejoice again. You will dance again. And you will love again. And you will trust again. And you will forgive.
Yes.
Forgive. Let every hurting place go. God says he's the repairer of the breach.
Thank you, God.
And he will restore your joy.
Thank you.
He will restore your joy. There will be praise again. There will be a dance again. There will be a shout again. And the glory of the Lord shall fill your tabernacle.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he's going to repair every broken place.
Thank you, God.
He's going to revive, restore, and reset. And you will rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you.
Apostle Spencer?
Thank you,
amen. No, Bishop, everything real was said. I come in agreement with it. I don't have anything. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Next call. Bless you, daughter.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. That's all the calls we have tonight, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. God, we thank God for each and every one of you that has been with us this week. We thank God for you. We just thank God for you. We bless you. We honor you. And we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Just let the Lord be with you. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to burn in your life and give you a renewed and a resound mind. If you are his people, just call by his name. Just humble yourself and pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And he will see the salvation of the Lord. Amen.
Yes, we will.
Amen. 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 Apostle Spencer, if you mind a few seconds here, I would like to thank you, my son, for this time and opportunity.
Oh,
in Jesus' name, I'd like to thank Apostle Elect Battle, First Lady Prophetess Battle. I'd like to thank Bishop Graham. I would like to thank Apostle Osborne Sr. I'd like to thank and Lady Osborne. I'd like to thank Apostle Walker. I'd like to thank Apostle Wells. I'd like to thank Pastor Bluford, Pastor Gilbert, Pastor Atkins, Prophet Pascal, Prophet Seminac, and Prophet Ford. I tell you, the Lord has blessed me this week, Apostle, with 6 apostles, 1 bishop, 3 pastors, and 3 prophets to carry out and spread this fire of the Holy Ghost in this revival week. That sounds fivefold to me. My God, my God.
Amen.
So
everyone that had an ear to hear,
I pray that they was able to get or begin the process of getting in a position to possess what God has for them. Apostle Spencer, if it's applicable, I would like for each pastor who named that I call Apostle, starting with Apostle Battle, if he can match 1 and give the information of your church name, where you're located, and then we'll go from there. Amen?
Amen. I'm going to open up the lines on the pastor just called out. Apostle Battles, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. I give greetings to the Lord, who is my present savior. I thank God. Amen. Coming from Pelham, Georgia, from Fresh Apostolic Delivered Ministry, where I am the pastor. Amen. Apostle-elect Jimmy Battle. My wife is Prophet Felicia Battle. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The next one.
And we do have a Facebook page. I'm sorry about
go
that.
Go ahead. Give it
Facebook pages of Fresh Apostolic. Our mailing address is 356 Palmer Street, Pelham, Georgia. Contact number is 229-319-4005. Another number is 229-289-369.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, son. Thank you, son. Thank you very much. Bishop Graham, are you there? Will you match one?
Amen.
Yes.
On air.
This is, yes. Good evening, Bishop Davis, Apostle Spencer, and the awesome woman of God who ministered tonight, Beacon of Hope Ministries International. We are focused on spreading the word internationally, locally, meeting the needs of God's people. A church without walls, we get out there and do what is needed to bless God's people. God is speaking to me right now, Bishop. I'm Apostle Spencer. You guys have anchored this whole week of spreading the fire. And I pray that God fill you to overflowing with his awesomeness, with his Holy Spirit, and just raise you to places that you have never been. And those things that you have been praying on and those things you have been seeking, I pray that God release those things onto you. You have done a great work all this week, and may God continue to bless and keep you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Bishop.
Receive. Receive.
Receive it. We receive Amen. It. In Jesus' name. The next apostle, Dale Osborne Sr. Press one.
Amen. Amen. She hasn't pressed one yet, Bishop. I don't know if she's on.
Okay. Okay, then. Let's go. Let's go to Apostle Walker. Amen. Press one.
I would like to say to we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And I thank God. I'm Apostle Walker from Throne Room Ministry of Liberation. Our address is 4296 Old Dixie Road, Hakefield, Georgia 30354, and I have enjoyed each and every one of you, the word of God tonight. I thank God for the men of God. Glory be to God, the woman of God, just everybody just comes that make up as a whole. I thank God for all of you, and I pray that we continue to soar in the things of God. God bless.
God bless you, Apostle. Pastor Blueford.
Yes, greetings everyone. I want to thank God for being a part of this ministry. And we have a website. It's M as in Mary, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, C as in Candy, M as in Mary, MTACM.org. You'll find out all the information about us. We're here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The city lights have been cut off, but the light of God is still shining. And we are the brightest, and we will be the light of this world, amen, because God is with us, and he's in us, and he's all around us, amen. God bless y'all.
God bless, amen, amen. Apostle Tracy.
God bless you. We're Life Churches International Fellowship, Word of Life, Tabernacle of Praise 111, Carrick Avenue, Millersville, Georgia. We have Live Life Tabernacle of Praise, 262 James P. Brawley in Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, we have ministries in Jacksonville And we do ministries in Haiti and all over the world. We thank God for the privilege. We have a television ministry where we've been on television in the Atlanta and surrounding areas for 21 years. Let's Talk Broadcast, and we thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for our latest publication, which is Life in the Key of Grace. And we just give God praise for what he's doing in this time and this season. I pray that we can come in unity into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and lift up his name that he might be made manifest throughout the earth. Thank you for this privilege. It's an honor to always be able to speak and to share and to glean from one another. Come, let us reason together, the Lord said. Amen. And we've done such tonight. God bless you all.
Bless you, bless you. Apostle Spencer.
Amen. God bless everyone. It's been a fine bishop. I want to first just thank God for using you, the God within you. We just thank God for your entrust. And peoples of God that is listening, if you're looking for a ministry to partner up with, I want you to seek God about ICL. I am ADM. I am Apostle Spencer. I am co-founder of ADM Ministry. That's Awakened Deliverance Ministry. We in 4280 Memorial Drive in the beautiful city, Decatur, Georgia. Listen, we will be back on same line, same place, our Sunday service right here. Tuesday through Friday, we'll be right here at 8 p.m. Sunday service is at 11 o'clock. We'll be right back on worshiping and blessing the name of the Lord. Back to you, Bishop.
And I thank God for you and each and every one of you for allowing me to be a part of your life and you a part of my life. I am Chief Apostle Michael Davis, founder of ICF, the Interdenominational Christian Fellowship, where our service is in 383 Fayette Place in Fayetteville, Georgia. We just bless God for you all. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for allowing us just to be able to come together and spread his word. Because as a bishop, early bishop of life said, it's all about Jesus.
Yes.
He said, when it's all about Jesus, and that's what we want to bring together. We want to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ. And we must continue to spread the fire of the Holy Ghost around this world. And I bless each and every one of you all for being obedient and accepting the clarion call that was sent out this week. Apostle Spencer, that's all I have. And if you all want copies of this entire week, please text this telephone number, 404-483-4803, and we will get you a copy of this entire week for your hearing. Now, may God, Apostle Spencer, out Pastor Blue, my God, my God, my God.
Amen.
Will you bless this week and give us the benediction for this spreading the fire revival? Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, what has transpired throughout this past week. And Lord, as we go into another week, we pray in Jesus' name as we retire to our pulpits and our media ministries, dear Lord, and houses of worship. We pray, Heavenly Father, that your anointing will be upon us and that we can speak with power and authority. Dear Lord, that we can be salt of this earth, dear Lord. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just bless us and ignite us in the name of Jesus. And bless us, dear Lord. And we thank you for this ministry, this fellowship. And we pray that it will continue to grow, multiply, Lord God. And let it continue to grow, dear Lord. Let nothing hinder what you have spoken, dear Lord. And let what you have commissioned to happen. And we pray that those that they not be weary in well-doing, for they shall reap if they faint not.
Yeah.
And I pray, Heavenly Father, for that spirit, dear God, that be steadfast, unmovable, and always about in Christ Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you, dear God, for this revival. And Lord God, as we depart from our places, but not from your presence, we pray that you will continue to be with us, continue to lead us, continue to guide us, continue to bless us and prosper us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Peace be
Amen.
Unto you all. Good night.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
He will stand by you.